let us begin to sober the protest and look far more into what quality that we are able to provide for our own satisfaction. You need the money. The money is going to have to come from the public. You remember some couple of years ago, I did ask the question, writing about GBC on its anniversary, that the country must be able to tell GBC or itself that we want GBC, a national broadcaster. And if our answer is yes, then the nation must be prepared to pay. Otherwise, let the nation also tell GBC. But that had an embedded question of answering that quid pro quo, which has not been provided yet by GBC. And the public complained that they see it going down and down. So while you're advising the stinking fish, you advise also the cat. So we must be able to do it. This doesn't call for hysteria. It calls for soberness. All of us thinking together, and all of us meaning for the good of our national broadcaster. No one victimized, no one called an enemy, nothing of the sort. But we all are in it together, swim together, or sing together. And I doubt this nation will not want to be proud of its national radio, even before independence and shortly after independence until after the coup, when all these things started, this erosion started. So never mind, we can always put the pieces together. All I'm saying is that, one, let's not begin to hit back against anybody trying to demo. Let us face the truth ourselves. Act rightly. Put this thing on hold. Let everyone understand that it's a universal thing. It is a must. In our case, we have to find the modalities to come at par with where nobody internationally, where nobody inside here in our country will protest, because they are satisfied with what they are receiving, and we are also providing what we've given them with a certain inner satisfaction and zeal to give the service.
Political historian and veteran broadcaster Professor Nanesi Ofikundia.